95 Will Rock, Tom and Joni. It's 8:19 from our new studios, the size of a small cracker box. This morning, me and Joni and the 26 members of Phantom Rain here, as they get to play their tune, because they won the Bandemonium competition we're having them in this morning. And, it is a little cramped in here. They've got guitars courtesy of, who do we gotta thank? The Music Source?
Music Source.
And because of the size of the studio and how small it is, be sure to check out the Music Source's Scratched and Dent sale coming up very soon. Yeah. They're whacking them on all the equipment in here. It's a small little room, isn't it? Kinda nice and...
Thanks, Bob.
Is this the smallest club you guys have ever played?
No.
You've played a smaller? Joni and I are here, that's a crowd of two. Smallest crowd you've ever played to?
No.
Second smallest crowd? Right. Joni, leave the room, I want to be the smallest crowd. I'm smallest in many ways, so we might as well add that to the list. You guys have been a band how long? Because we played softball against you guys the past couple of years, right. You guys have been a band how long?
12 years.
And every year, so far, the past 2 years, they've beaten us in softball, right? You guys win? Some of the other bands say, well, it's not fair. They won because they play you in softball. You guys, you guys are all best friends. I'm like, they kicked our ass in softball. I personally hoped you guys were the first out, you know? I was pulling for Lifter, but whatever. Phantom Rain won, so here they are. I'm going to do a song for us this morning. What song are you going to do?
A song called Summertime.
Off our first album. So it's original?
Yeah. It's number one in Lithuania.
When you play, that's big. I heard you guys. Yeah. I got a girlfriend in Lithuania.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Me too.
Joni got the joke. Yay! So you got, now when you play out, is it mostly, originals or, covers or about 50-50? What would you say?
About 50-50.
Yeah, half and half. And this is one of the originals of their huge smash album in Lithuania, and it's called, Summertime. Here's Phantom Rain on the Rock Station, 95 Will Rock.
Those are melting and the grass is getting green. It's all getting longer, summer's on scene. Vertibles on fashion, they're cruising down the street. Locked in one direction, you headed for the beach. Summertime. Life is such a thrill. Summertime. It's over before you get your fill. The ocean stops glistening, revealing some street. Waves are crashing onshore, the cool at some heat. Skies turn amber, the sunset soon reach. Silhouettes, couples, together on the beach. Summertime. Life is such a thrill. Summertime. It's over. It's your fill. Every block's party, loud music fills the air. People laughing, having fun, they're dancing everywhere. Stage is set, concerts, the lights are going down. Power hits the amplifiers to bring that some sound. Summertime. Life is such a thrill. Summertime. It's over before you get your fill. It's So before you get your fill, summertime. Life is such a thrill. Summertime. So before you get your fill, summertime.
All right, yeah. Phantom Rain. Number one with a bullet in Lithuania. There's summertime, so. And the Lithuania, the only thing that would be a number one in Lithuania that's bad is the groupies all have hairier legs than you do. But,
we saw Nico's Nair in the bathroom.
Yeah, did you see that? Still that. How long ago did he put, did he give himself porn nuts? Like, probably 4 or 5 weeks?
And should have cleaned the sink.
The Nair, well, you know what? The cleaning lady won't do it. She says she gets paid more if she has to clean that up. And the Nair is still sitting there because nobody will pick it up. Nobody will touch the bottom.
And how tall is he? I mean, it would have been kind of hard.
To get in there.
It's
going to be like a contortionist
angle,
to get on the sink there.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was going to rip. He was going to get up on the counter and rip the sink off the wall.
Exactly.
So there he is laying naked next to the broken sink with hair everywhere. Sorry. So, yeah.
Did you get a picture of that?
There's a fun visual image, really, isn't it? Yeah.
Is it on a website somewhere?
That's why it's radio, not television. So, Phantom Rain is the name of the band. You guys want to stay and do another song?
We'd love to.
All right, we'll do Plug-a-Palooza for them coming up too in just a little bit. I will tell you now that you can see them on the internet. What's the website is very it's a hard URL to say.
I don't even know.
You know what you can do is go to 95willrock.com and the Bandemonium page is still up, like in the music section, I think. And there's a link to their website on there. So go to 95willrock.com. You can find a link to their website. Plus, they got a gig coming up tonight.
Lenny the Legends.
Lenny the Legends, one of the places we did Bandemonium at. Lenny the Legends location is
McHenry.
120.
There you go.
Yeah, 120 in McHenry, so you can see Phantom Rain there tonight. They're going to stay and do another song, and we'll have that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's Live Now, I Alone, the rock station, 95 Will Rock. 95 Will Rock, the rock station, live. That is I Alone, Tom and Joni, 829.
Showers, thunderstorms off and on today. Better this weekend. Cloud 72 tomorrow, sun and 68 Sunday at 72.
Mike Payne with traffic, what's going on?
Well, just a couple of things going on out there for United 5 Well Rock commute. Accident southbound Tri-State around 137. Hanover Park problems continue. Lake and Barrington still blocked off. Either way, because of that truck that hit the railroad bridge earlier, eastbound Lake Street is still backed up. And 95 Well Rock traffic brought to you by Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, coldwellbankeronline.com. When you're looking for your new home, be sure to visit ours, any house, anytime, anywhere with coldwellbankeronline.com. Now 95 Well Rock, Wisconsin, Illinois radar weather, including Long Grove, Barrington, and Pleasant Prairie. Here's Joni.
Showers and thunderstorms. 80 today for a high. Some clouds, 72 tomorrow, sun and 68 Sunday. Partly cloudy, 73 Monday.
Okay, it's not
a library. Yeah. The band's standing. I'm hanging with the band. More from Phantom Rain in a minute. First, the 95 Will Rock report. Last night's Sox game at Comiskey came to a screeching halt. Two shirtless fans, a dad and his teenage son from Alsip, jumped onto the field, attacked the Kansas City Royals first base coach, Tom Gamboa. William League and his kid are charged with aggravated battery. Now, William even reportedly had a knife with him. Coach Tom Gamboa had a cut on his forehead. He will be okay. The Royals players came out of the dugout, piled onto the two attackers. Sox players helped out. Security got them off the field in handcuffs. Another person has passed away due to West Nile virus in Illinois. That brings the total of fatalities to 23. 33 more cases were reported. The total number of cases in the state is up to 457. Good news, bad news. Good news, kids are back in school in Downers Grove at North and South High. The teacher strike is over. Bad news, kids in Cary District 26 are still out. Teachers rejected a contract offer and threw out a plan to go back into the classroom without a signed contract. There are no scheduled talks today there. Finally, Rosie O'Donnell. Have you heard about this? She's through with the Rosie magazine. She announced Wednesday she's withdrawing her name and support from the 18-month-old magazine after a long fight with publishers over editorial control. She said she can't have her name on a magazine if she can't be sure it will represent her vision and her ideas. The publishers say they were shocked by the decision. They said she walked away from her TV show, her brand, her public personality, her civility, and now her fans.
Do we know what the fight was about? What, like, article or what she had a problem with being in the magazine or what?
I don't.
No idea, huh? My wife subscribes to that, which is kind of scary because now that Rosie's taking her name off the magazine, she doesn't want to be associated with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now once a month in our mailbox will show up Chunky Lesbian Magazine instead of...
That's my favorite.
Which the mailman's gonna go like, oh, so that's what's going on. No, dude, it's just a magazine.
95 Little Rock Sports. Sox did lose to the Royals.
Did you
2-1.
Get that one, Joni? Or?
I got that one.
Just wanted to make sure I didn't have to explain it. Okay.
Jeez. Cubs were swept by the Mets 3-2. Brewers beat the Houston Astros 5-4. This weekend, lots of action going on. Sunday, the Packers travel to Detroit to play the Lions. Bears host the Saints Sunday. Big Ten football, Badgers host Arizona. Northwestern travels to play Navy. Illinois hosts San Jose State. Notre Dame's at Michigan State. NASCAR action, the MBNA. The MBNA All-American Heroes 400 is Sunday at noon in Delaware.
It's easy for you to say. Studio lines here, 1-800-223-9510. Anything we do for you, more of the point to you. Let us know. I think this might be for the band. Every time we have a band in, we get people calling. Hi, 95 Will Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, is Phantom Rain still there?
No, the police came and took them away.
Yeah, right.
Violating a noise ordinance.
Uh-huh.
No, they're here. What can we do for you?
No, I just need to get to talk to one of the guys, possibly.
This isn't about a paternity suit, is it?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, it's about somebody that knows them from way back when, and I'm trying to get some info on some of their local dates.
This is about a paternity suit. You're a...
No, it isn't. Guy's my old man.
You're a large...
He's known them way back when they first started.
You're a large, hairy Lithuanian woman.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm a small 140-pound blonde biker bitch.
Right, here's... Okay,
that's
great.
What we like.
Say hi to the lady.
How are you doing? This is Corey. I'm the one you know, or?
No, I don't know you. One of the guys does. I don't know. My old man knows. He knows you guys. He's known you, I guess, for a long time.
That's how it goes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. For like,
oh, we understand, Phantom Rain. Huh? There we go.
Tell the idiots behind you to shut their faces.
All right, my face is shut.
Yeah, I know. No, my old man used to do sound production, like for Chrome Rose and Glass Fog and stuff. And,
so this is about an outstanding...
He said, hang on a second.
This is about an outstanding balance, isn't
trying
it?
Trying to get ready for work here at the same time.
Don't let us bother you.
What I'm trying to do is get some info on, like, if you guys got any kind of date set for this area. Zion, Antioch. Kenosha area.
Can you hold on a second, and we'll let them talk to you about that in a minute. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Sorry if the radio show's getting in your way this morning. Hold
no,
on.
No, it ain't getting in my way.
So you can meet her at Phantom Rain's gig tonight. I'm sorry if my show was getting in her way.
Right.
You know the lady now? Do we know her?
No? I have no idea.
All right. If you want to know their gigs, go to 95willrock.com, visit the Bandemonium page, and you can find a link to Phantom Rain's website on there. And we'll hear one more from the band that won our Bandemonium competition. Phantom Rain next, The Rock Station, 95 Will Rock.
Toyota's nationwide clearance is on with a little bit of everything.
A little bit of
Camry
in my life. A little bit of 4Runner on my side.
A little bit of Toyota clearance.
The Hopper Electric.
95 Will Rock, Tom and Joni in the morning. It's 8:38. Phantom Rain is here. They won our Bandemonium competition. So here they are. It's just like that. Now, the lady was wondering about gigs. You got tonight at Lenny the Legends. Is that tonight or tomorrow night? Tonight?
That's tonight.
Tonight at Lenny the Legends. And then you got some other gigs coming up to plug? Or
October 12th, the Broadstop.
All right.
November 2nd, Sharky's in Round Lake. November 9th, Dizzy's.
All right. Guys are keeping busy.
Yeah.
Thanks to you. Yeah, it's just all we won Bandemonium. Yeah,
exactly.
The rates are going up now, too, aren't they? Don't you know we're Phantom Rain?
Yeah.
We also beat the station in softball, let me mention.
Yeah.
I think it's cute that you guys had your mom call and say that she was a fan. That was really nice.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
It's a good call. Let's get another song from Phantom Rain. What are you going to do for us?
That was a song called Never Coming Home.
Another original, and this is big...
Boca Raton,
which is just actually in Florida. So this is their big American hit, but it's only in Boca Raton.
They have a lot of elderly fans.
All right. So if you're an octogenarian, we'll speak up for you on this one. Here's Phantom Rain on the Rock Station, 95 Will Rock.
Walk in the park to sing the same. Losing your mind, I'm going insane. Unlock the door that you opened 7 years ago. And the time for you are running low. Rumors spread from town to town.
So many are lost, so little are found. People point a finger at you, trying to blame you what happened today. Wishing you could make all the pain go away. Wake from a cold, cold sweat, remembering things that you won't forget. You're never coming home. But you're never coming home. You're never coming home. But you're never coming home. Living on the streets, just try to get by. Those dark feelings will ever subside. When we come rushing back now, don't know where they're coming from. Wishing you could make all the pain be gone. You don't know where next meal's coming from. You don't know where you're coming gone. People point a finger at you, trying to blame you what happened today. Wishing you could make all the pain go away. Wake from a cold, cold sweat, remembering things that you won't forget. You're never coming home. But you're never coming home. You're never coming home. But you're never.
Winners of the first ever 95 Will Rock Bandemonium competition. We'll tell you more about them and where you can catch them in the next couple. We'll run those dates down again coming up in just a little bit. It's 8:44 right now. Let's get the latest on the ride. Here's Mike Payne.
All right, here's your 95 Will Rock commute.
Tomorrow, sun and 68 Sunday at 72. Coming up, what concert tickets go on sale?
All right, Plugapalooza time for the band. You got anybody you want to thank? Anything like that? Or
of course you.
All right, yeah.
And Joni. My mother and father for making me possible.
All right. What did they do? How did that come about? Or
Dad bought some cheap wine.
Oh, all right. We'll explain that to you later, Joni, about the...
I got it!
Oh, all right.
She's from Canada.
Oh, that's right. Mom was from Canada, too, wasn't
yeah, exactly,
she? Mom was
right.
From Canada. And Music Source, right?
Music Source, of course, for Lenny. He's a great instrument.
And see the band tonight, Lenny the Legends.
Lenny the Legends.
All right.
Lauren Reed for the tambourine.
Who for the tambourine?
John,
oh, yeah? You just stole a tambourine from somebody.
Yeah, we just distract him really quick.
Lenny Legends tonight. You want to know, and do you guys post all your upcoming shows on your website, too, right?
Correct. Right. If you can find it, they're there.
Yeah, it's a tricky little link, but go to 95willrock.com, visit the Bandemonium page, and there's a link to the Phantom Rain website as well. And, well, I know we'll see you guys for softball next summer, probably. get our butts kicked again.
Are you gonna do Karma Chameleon tonight?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you doing it? Now, the goofy stuff we made you do for the competition. Do you do Karma Chameleon
Absolutely.
In concert? Now? Yeah.
That's why it was easy for us.
Do you do the country song that we made you do? No. Good. Got to draw the line somewhere. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Again, Phantom Rain, winner of our Bandemonium competition. Check them out on the website, 95WheelRock.com. On the Bandemonium page, it's 8:45. Tom and Joni, The Rock Station, 95 Wheel Rock.